K84FDI.
Good morning, son. Hope it didn't bother you too much. K84FDI, W4FCM.
How you doing this morning?
Hey, doing very well. Up at 6 like usual. 6, come here and read and listen to radio, listen to guys talk. I think when they talk, you'll be there. You watching the inauguration today?
Wow, can't wait to watch it. So, taking today off just to kind of relax and watch that, and then just kind of hang out today.
Good. Yeah, well, is Angela feeling better?
Yeah, she's feeling better. Thank you for asking. She's watching TV.
All right, so I love you, and I'm hoping to bother you on you. You're up, said active, so he's there. Yeah, I'll go back and forth to Norm Patrol and inauguration. It's historic. Be interesting to see, and can't wait to see the swearing in. 12 o'clock, right at 12, I think, is when he puts his hand on the Bible. J.D. Vance's Bible is from South Carolina. His great-grandmother gave it to him when he went to Paris Island in the Marines. So that's a South Carolina connection.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, have you read the J.D. Vance book?
No, I never have. Heather's got it. Will give it to me. I've got 4 books here. I've got 3 to read now, but I keep about 3 books in a stack, but never read it. Eulogy? She's got it. Make it a bird read. Have you read it? Yeah, I'll get Heather to read it. Never have it. You read it? Did you read the book?
I'd like to read it. I think I'm going to try to find it and definitely get it and check it out. So I think it sounds really, really good. So Kyle read it. He liked it. So Lauren and Heather. So I think I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it was interesting. The hostages were released. It was really emotional. I tear up too easily. They came back and hugged the relatives and women, been demon. They've been, well, I never knew their brutal treatment, but interesting to see them go from the Red Cross van, from the terrorist van to the Red Cross van. They gave them goodie bags. They made a pose with goodie bags for each of them. A map of Gaza, and Hamas did, and they got it in the ambulance. So interesting that so far peace treaty's holding W4FCM.
I'm glad they got some hostages back. So probably was Trump's doing that happen, you know. But I feel sorry for those other ones that didn't make it out alive, you know. So Hamas are a bad deal messing with them, that's for sure. So, but yeah, big day today with all that going on, and your mom's excited for the game tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, well, Trump said if it weren't free by today, all Asia was going to break out. I don't know that it was, but I don't think they were willing to take that chance.
Again?
Trump said if they weren't released by today, that all hell was going to break out. I'm not sure it was going to, but they weren't willing to take that chance.
Yeah, he'll definitely put the fear in them, that's for sure. People respect Trump. That's a big difference, you know. So, anyways, what you got? What else do you got going on today? You guys going out to eat or anything?
Not today. Take the trash to the street, and it gets a little warmer. And I've got a sweatshirt on. I don't think I'll bother with the coat. Just running out the street like my job is and position. And just come back in and watch on patrol or inauguration, one or the other. About it.
Well, I'm excited for it. We'll definitely touch base, see how it goes. So, got Landon's basketball game tonight, and got the game going on. So, a lot going on today, even though I'm off. So, it'll be fun. We'll figure it all out.
Yeah, well, you know, we're having for lunch every day. Taco, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, no complaints. Whatever it is, I like. Trained in Swazi, man. I can eat anything, anyway. Anything's better than stomach and intestine.
Before is not the best. I've had big intestines before down in Charleston. Yeah, anything's better than that. So, yeah, I enjoy that taco meat. It was pretty good stuff yesterday, so it tasted good.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. I'll do a little bit of that again with some cayenne pepper and light my day up.
That will do. So, see how you like it really, really hot.
Good and warm. It's good for you. Lowers blood pressure and lowers cholesterol and a lot of health benefits of cayenne pepper. Long, so I don't do too much. Just enough to season it up.
A little bit of hot sauce every now and then. So I like the Mexican hot sauce you get at the Mexican restaurants. La Vila or something like that. It's really good.
Sweet sauce has good flavor to it. We go to Silver Bay, I always get Texas Pete, but the Frank's hot sauce is just about right for me.
Yeah, I like that too. So we got Frank's Red Hot here. That's the main hot sauce I use. So you can't go wrong with that, that's for sure. So that's definitely a staple. So you get some Tabasco sauce. I haven't had that in a long time.
Yeah, some Frank's Red Hot, yeah. Just a bunch of vinegar and cayenne peppers, all it is. W4FCM.
Yep, so. Well, it's freezing cold out there, so probably just stay inside, huh? I guess the chickens are not laying any eggs this time of year, are they?
Not till spring. They don't even come out. They look out like, no way we're putting our feet on that cold ground. They come look over the edge and run back in, a bunch of weenies.
Yeah, still thinking about getting some, so. But, I know we got plenty of wildlife, though. We got to keep those chickens protected if we get any because of all the critters out there, out in the woods and stuff. So, got coyotes and foxes, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you got a bunch of things that would eat them. We just had, what, 3 to possums and 2 to raccoons. So, 5 is all we lost, and since then, haven't lost a single one.
It's netting up and then getting the fence around it. So, let's keep some extra protected. I bet they feel pretty good in there. It's like the fortress, huh?
Yeah, they're a bunch of pampered birds, I tell you. Especially if not laying. I talk to my chicken and dumplings and tell my mom I like chicken fingers and eat my pep talks don't do any good. They look at me like, what? Bird brains.
Surprised they even lay eggs for you after all that trash talking.
Hey, gotta motivate them. Yeah. That was my job growing up. Nothing like Fred. Summertime, go get a chicken. I loved it. Hold their legs with my left hand, put their head down on a block, take them and catch it, watch them jump around, and catch, go pick them up. Man, you'd have to have stuff growing up. Dip them in the pot, pluck them, clean them, get all the pin feathers out of it, take it to mom. She'd put it up on the sink and take a knife and quarter it, and that'd be supper. Yeah, every day.
Back in the day like that. So, back in the 1800s.
Yeah, I wasn't quite the 1800s, but rabbits I didn't like on too much. They squeal when you cut their throat. They freak me out. But chickens I really enjoyed killing.
1900. No, 1954, I believe, so for you.
1952, pretty close, yep. Sure was. I drove my 57 Chevy to school every day. And a 57 Chevy, everybody there had a gun rack in the back of their truck. Nobody thought anything of it. But, those were the days, W4FCM.
So, yeah, you don't see much of that going on these days, so, you know, some places, Pickens County and stuff, and see some people's gun racks and stuff like that, but, you know, sometimes I carry mine around, sometimes I don't, just depends, you know, but a lot of times I'm working, so I don't even have it in the glove compartment.
I very seldom leave the house without a firearm on me, very seldom. Something, even if it's a North American Arms 10/22, 6-shot, 22 long rifle. Something's in a pocket or almost on the side of me over there at W4FCM.
Blame you, so it's always good to have, that's for sure. Especially these days, you never know what you're going to come across, you know. So, but I think I've read there's a guy that got shot in some parking lot, I think in Greenville, and they justified it as self-defense. The other guy didn't die, but it was just a, I think, attempted carjacking or something.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff happening. I saw them up near Publix or something, some shooting. Yeah. You got to be careful. Make sure it's self-defense or you lose everything you got. So very few times when you actually draw, which I've thought it through. It wouldn't do it unless life is imminently in danger. Then it wouldn't have any problem, W4FCM.
It's getting kind of crazy around there. I was a, somebody got shot and killed at the that extended stay hotel in Lady Hampton. So, I mean, you hear, I guess you hear a lot of drop-by shootings and stuff now. Like, it's kind of common, unfortunately.
Yeah, I saw that. Crazy, isn't it? I can't imagine being a policeman these days, but it's a calling, like being a teacher, so. Well, I'm glad Angela's feeling better. I was worried about her, and guys really enjoyed the radios. That Nate Landon and Wyatt, they have more fun around here with those little radios, W4FCM.
From, you know,
the repeater's chopping a little bit now, but it was somebody else wanting in there, maybe someone else wants it, but W4FCM.
Catch you later. KD4FDI.
I'm in a hurry. It's just it was making a chopping sound, in and out. Did we went too long, or it makes a special beep if you don't talk too long, but beep, 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 like you're timing me out. There's some other kind of chopping. Love you, son. Be careful today, and don't slip and fall. Not going to be above freezing till 1. Man, W4FCM sign. Love you. Thanks for being there.